Next item on the agenda is West Bay Homeowners Association 10-1251. Mr. Madden, good morning, sir.
Morning, sir.
Y'all may be seated, please. Thank you.
The West Bay Homeowners Association would like to install 18 jet ski lifts at their association property at the confluence of Bells Creek and Indian Creek in Northumberland County. In addition, they would also like to change the designation of the fourth pier to one that was restricted simply to a fishing pier, and they want to give it a little broader definition to a recreational pier. This, of course, as you can see, is Northumberland County with the Rappahannock River framed by the Chesapeake Bay and the Potomac River. We're down here at the southern end of the county, right along the, I'm not mistaken, right along the border of Lancaster County and Northumberland County. Here's Indian Creek here. And here's Bells Creek. The association is pretty much along this area right in here. This is a gated community. There are 18 attached homes, 18 residents, and there's 9 units. Here, this is the pier that's been designated as pier number 1, pier number 2, pier number 3, and pier number 4. The protestants, Mr. and Mrs. Warren, own the home that's right over here. This is their driveway. This is their residence right here. As you can see from their orientation, they have a view of pier number 3 and a partial view of pier number 2. As I mentioned a moment ago, they would like to put 18 of these low-profile lifts, PW, personal watercraft lifts, at the head of each of the wet slips, 18 in all. I'd like to point out, before I go, let me do one more thing. I need to point out for your benefit here that the association maintains ownership of the riparian area, and it is the public is access is limited, as is mine. If I don't call ahead, there's a gate right there. So we will. So there is no real. The riparian owner is actually the association. All of the homes are water view. Let's go on. These are what they plan to put in. The davit lifts are very familiar structures. You see them all around the county. This is the pier number 1. This is the pier that's right at the head of the peninsula, and you'll see that these particular units are going to go in against the piles right here. You'll also note that a few years ago they applied for a modification to include some boat lifts. All of the lifts, the piers, are all in conformance with all the previous permits that have been issued and modified. Here's a ground shot looking out at pier number 1 with Indian Creek here. Bells Creek would be to your right, and sort of the individual lifts would go along the walkway here. This is the pier number 2 over to the right of pier number 1. Similar orientation, similar configuration. This location here. Here's pier number 2. This is in Bells Creek proper. We're right in this area right here on both sides. Here's the largest of the piers. This is pier number 3, which is the closest to the Warrens, up further up into Bells Creek. and these happen to be on the backside. And that's the ground shot. The entrance to the association is behind me with Indian Creek running perpendicular out in this area here. It's a big pier, so it's kind of tough to get it all in one shot, looking right directly behind it, but the lifts are going to go back in this area behind the pier. This is pier number 4. I don't really have an explanation. They might play a little rough up there. Not quite sure, but maybe someone watched a little too NCIS. Anyway, this is the fishing pier. It was originally designed for strictly fishing, but there's an interest by the association to kind of broaden it a little bit, reestablish it maybe as a recreation pier so they can launch some kayaks from the side and tie up some jet skis during the day when they're using it. They thought that the association thought that by just calling it a fishing pier would confine the activities to simply just fishing. And again, I'd love to know what that all meant, but that's okay. The project, as I mentioned a moment ago, is protested by the Warrens. The Warrens are concerned that the additional vessel traffic will impact the wildlife on the creek, and they're also concerned that the jet skis will impact the vegetation in and around the creek. VIMS has commented on the project, saying that jet skis operate in shallow water. They are capable of operating in remote areas not usually frequented by boaters. Turbulence may be produced by the jet propulsion units, especially when they make tight turns. Their recommendation would be that the association should establish a no-wake zone and restrict jet ski activity in the nearshore area and increase boater awareness. The agent for the project, as well as a member of the board, is here, and they're going to address the issue of how those boats are going to be operated close to shore, and I'll leave that to them. They have a solution for that problem that VIMS brought up. One of the things that also in the review process, we brought the issue up to the Northumberland County Wetland Board, as we typically do, but they felt that the impacts associated with the new expansion or the additional boat lifts were outside their jurisdiction, and they chose not to assert jurisdiction over the project as currently proposed. The Health Department Bureau of Wastewater Engineering has no objection to the lifts, and no other state agencies have objected to the project. In the form of a summary and recommendation, the applicant has assured staff, that the jet ski operation will be conducted in a safe and responsible manner by owners and guests of those within the West Bay community. Staff has pointed out that the association shoreline will suffer the same degradation that other area shorelines may experience if the craft are allowed to generate damaging wakes close to the shoreline. Boaters' awareness is in the form of signage and education is an ongoing issue, a matter that the association could direct some attention toward that would reduce some impacts. And the membership is aware that vessel operations, that responsible operation is the norm, and that damaging wakes are the responsibility of the boat operator. Staff at this time would like to point out that while the establishment of a no-wake zone would likely result in a significant reduction in wave-induced impacts to shoreline, the Commission lacks the jurisdiction to promulgate such a measure. The Northumberland Board of Supervisors, in accord with the Virginia Department of Game and Inland Fisheries, would be responsible for imposing or establishing a no-wake zone. Staff sees no reason why the fishing designation couldn't be revised to enable the association membership to better enjoy Pier 4. However, staff recommends that the commission prohibit any overnight mooring of any watercraft at Pier Number 4. And finally, according to Accordingly, after evaluating the merits of the project, against the concerns expressed by those in opposition to the project, and after considering all of the factors contained in Section 28.2-1205, Subsection A of the Code of Virginia, staff recommends approval of the project with the inclusion of a permit condition restricting overnight mooring at Pier Number 4. That concludes my report. If you have any questions, of course, I'd be more than happy to entertain them.
Questions of Mr. Madden. Mr. Fox?
Mr. Madden, I noticed in the VIMS report, it says, since the lifts are to be located in already approved slips, the proposal is essentially requesting to change the type of vessel residing in the slips, not to increase the number of watercraft at the existing piers. Does this mean that if you have a boat, you can't have a jet ski?
I think that I would say no. I would say you can have both.
So we're talking about, instead of 18 boats,
yes,
we're
sir.
Talking 36 boats.
Yes, but I will tell you that currently only two people have expressed an interest in wanting to have the boats on the lift. The gentlemen that represent the association will second that. What they want to do basically is to, if they wanted to put a lift on there, they want to be able to get coverage for all 18. Right now, the issue is only two.
Well, let me
Mr.
ask.
Mr. Fox.
But yes, you're having both.
Mr. Madden.
Let me ask.
Mr. Madden, I need to get this on the record, so I'd like to make sure it stays on the record, brother. Thank you.
Let me ask another question, which maybe the representatives of the Homeowners Association can answer. If you are a resident and you don't want to have a jet ski, and your neighbor wants to have two, can the neighbor use your jet ski lift?
It's my understanding that no. You get a jet ski, and if you're unit number 18 gets a boat lift and a jet ski. You can't trade them off.
Number 16 couldn't have two.
No, sir.
Okay.
I think my understanding is they're exclusively for the owners of the slips that they're assigned to.
Mr. Schick?
Yeah, on the criteria for development of marinas for communities such as this, if you could remind me of the standard rule of thumb, you take the number of residential lots that are on the waterfront, and is it one slip per lot, or is it two slips per lot?
Well, it's based on how many homes could go around
right
there, and as Mr. Watkinson is closing right the distance between the seat and the podium.
Clarify.
Yes.
Typically what we use for a community pier criteria is two slips for each what would have been private pier lot.
Right.
So assume here that you could have had 9 waterfront lots rather than the 18 townhomes. And so you could have gotten 9 private piers out there times 2 would have been the 18.
18.
That's typically the recommendation brought to the commission. The commission has utilized that ratio
right
on various projects in the past.
So,
Mr. Fox.
So, under that guideline, if you have one boat, you cannot have a jet ski, but if you don't have a boat, you could have a jet ski. Is that?
Well, in this case, I think we've looked at it that the jet ski is another amenity for that slip owner. It's not the fact that he's got necessarily two boats. He's got a boat, and if he wants to put a jet ski in there, this provides him that opportunity, and it seemed reasonable to us. But based on your perspective, you know, you're looking at that as a completely separate slip and another boat, and we didn't quite look at it that way.
Mr. Fox, what I've seen historically, we're talking about the permitting of subaqueous bottom. A jet ski lift in and of itself has very little, if any, encroachment. And if someone has built a pier where upon, within reason, a jet ski lift can be attached to that pier, it's never been much of an issue per se. Start throwing 18 of them out there, I think that's what's caused us to bring rise to the review process. I think that's pretty close to Mr.
And that's what I'm concerned about, because these swinger lifts can hold up to 1,500 pounds, which is more than a jet ski. Jet skis typically 800, maybe under 1,000. So you're talking about now that they could possibly put in skiffs or small jet boats, you know, things like that. And I'm just thinking not so much this particular, but also thinking about the precedence of, you know, should we restrict this to a certain size that's or a certain weight that's allowed on these lifts to make sure that this is not a situation where it does become two boats in these slips, just to kind of keep conformity to our rule of thumb. So
that's a good point. I think that's kind of conditions right. Probably could be.
You're doing it to jet skis.
Further comment? Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Tanker.
Just one quick question. In your dialogue, you mentioned, again, the VIM's recommendation that they should establish a no-wake zone and restrict jet ski activity in nearshore areas. But it seems to me Pier 3, if it's the jet skis are going to be behind Pier 3, that seems like a nearshore area. Did they give that any look in particular? Or is their statement seems very broad, given what I see by the photos.
Well, Mr. Farnell, do you want to comment on that? I think.
Yes, Mr. Tanker, I think what was meant by the staff on that comment was in relation to the no-wake zone, where you could use these boats in a very low energy fashion in the near shore, and that is a subjective term in and of itself, near shore. Many people think that small creek is a completely near shore area, so it is a... It is vulnerable to wakes and energy along the shoreline. So, but behind that pier, it was be taken into consideration with a very low energy use of the jet skis.
Right. Idle speeds.
So I guess I don't want to pin you down so much.
Well,
so what your thought is that a nearshore area, and should jet skis be precluded from that type of area?
That's a stretch for me to say yay or nay on. It depends on how they're used and in the situation. In the shoreline situation, that the wake will be in contact. The closer to the shore, the more impact those could have on existing vulnerable conditions if there's an instability in the bay. And I'm not aware of it.
Okay.
The shoreline situation along that stretch.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Vlogel. Appreciate it. For the comment. Is the applicant present or represented? Just come forward.
Morning.
Raise your right hand. You solemnly swear the testimony that are you going to testify as well?
No.
Solemnly swear the testimony that you can provide will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God. You state your name for the record, please.
Gentlemen, my name is Tom McMahon. I'm the president of the association. And, I can only add a little to what I believe the staff has added, but what I would add is that the reason that the association is coming with this request is that, as was mentioned, that the dock conditions or the docks that are there are owned by the association in their entirety. And it's not so much that we're coming, that this group is coming to ask for the right to put jet ski lifts in, and in fact, all 18 jet ski lifts would be installed. As you might have noticed in some of the photographs that you saw up there, the docks are really, in fact, underused. They, interestingly, among all the owners that are there, only a few really take an interest in the water. Our interest, the community's interest in hopefully getting this approval is to allow the owners that have an interest in a jet ski type of a craft to be able to better use the water, or at least from their perspective. I'm going to shoot from the hip a little bit right now, but I believe that out of those 18 slips that there are six boats that are actively docked there, either on a lift or in the water. As we understand it right now, there are two owners that have expressed a specific interest in installing a lift, and there's potentially two more. Right now, there, to my knowledge, there is no one in West Bay that even owns a jet ski right now. My guess is that just as the slips are being underused for what's called boats, my guess is that the slips would be even less used by people who would have an interest in a jet ski. The other thing that I think is important to mention is that as a community, we realize that the addition of being able to add jet ski lifts to this is really a privilege, and that we all understand that there will be conditions of use. There will be requirements for no wake zones. There will be requirements for proper education. We are prepared to do those things that will make us worthy of the privilege of being able to have these lifts should they decide to ask to have them installed. The pier number four, I think that was pretty adequately explained. It really is an underused pier, but it is adjacent to literally half of the residents that are out there, and so it tends to be when somebody's going down with a beverage to watch the sunset or something like that, that tends to be the pier that they go to if they're on that side. I happen to live on that side, and I know that when I use a kayak, regardless of whether I'm to do it or not to do it, I do launch the kayak from there, and I pull it back in from there. It would be nice, just because of the weight of a kayak, it would be nice if I had the ability to be able to tie that thing up for throughout the day so that I could go back and forth between my home and the pier. So that's really all that I have to add to it.
Mr. Schick?
Yeah. Would you be amenable to us adding that the lifts were only to be used for personal watercraft and non-motorized vessels?
Absolutely. We really didn't consider that it might be other than that.
Okay. Have Mr. Plumlee, then Mr. Fox.
Had the association considered just designating a few areas for lifts instead of it appearing, you know, that you're going to have like a flotilla of 18 jet skis being launched at that location, that there would be just a few areas that owners could use, and then their use would be restricted based on their ability to use that those particular areas instead of having a lift for 18 slips?
Honestly, we didn't consider it quite that way. We have considered, as a group, we've considered how we provide for temporary and permanent storage of kayaks and canoes, as an example, and the subject of kind of a community rack for kayaks and canoes came up, and it really didn't get any traction. Reason being that everybody was concerned that it was one of those deals of not in my front yard. But did we specifically talk about a community area for jet ski lifts? No, sir, we did not.
Mr. Fox?
Mr. Plumlee has kind of touched on maybe the answer to what I want to talk about. I have trouble with 18 jet skis, although the concept of us approving 18 jet skis, particularly when there's really not much demand for 18 jet skis, there's demand for 4 jet skis. Maybe. So I would be comfortable with approving some limited number of jet ski lifts. I don't know where to draw the line, and that's, I don't know where to
look. That's the devil in the details. Which one is going to be the benefactor of that of that motion versus the detriment? And as far as the determination not being arbitrary and capricious, for lack of a better term.
Exactly. I have that difficulty too.
I think we have to be careful how far we get into the weeds in making a determination based on the appliance that's going to be there, watercraft that's going to be there, with the presumption that they're going to be. And I know where we're going with it. It's almost like the last case we had. We have to be very careful how we do what we do in the formulation of our decision. We're charged with regulating the use of the subaqueous bottom, and I know we can take in consideration joining property owners, but we have to be careful not to jump to the conclusion that the worst case scenario is going to evolve, because that then prejudices the case, I believe. But that's just my opinion on the matter. Mr. Tankard?
You know, I agree exactly with what you're saying, but at the same time, you know, we have the you see this over and over again at the commission where we have this incremental decision making. And if the property owners had come to us and said we wanted how many boat ramps they have, boat slips they have now, and 18 jet skis, would we have done that? Well, I'm sure that the adjacent property owners would have, if they're protesting now, would have protested then as well. So I think we have to watch out for this incremental sort of allowances and variances that can preclude some of the rights that maybe we wouldn't have allowed at the first hearing of something like this. I just thought I'd mention.
I have Mr. Robbins and I have Mr. Schick.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to ask our staff about the issue of the no wake zone as that relates to the management of impacts, perhaps. Does the commission have any role to play in that? I know that,
no.
I know it's outside of our authority, but how would a no wake designation take place?
It would go through the Board of Supervisors in Northumberland County, then they'd make a recommendation to the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries. Together, those two jurisdictional bodies would then make a decision about establishing a no-wake zone.
Would that be initiated by the Homeowners Association or the protestants, or could this commission play any supporting role in requesting that?
I believe the Homeowners Association would make a recommendation to the Board of Supervisors.
Or the opponent.
Okay. And could that be a condition of the permit that the permit owner be required to request that of the county?
I mean, I think you could do it, but I think it would just be up to then the Board of Supervisors considering a request by the association whether or not it would be approved or carried forward, I guess, is the issue. And if our request was just that they have to ask,
right,
and it stops there, then that would be the end of it.
Thank you. Further questions, comments?
I understand the way that this particular system is each, and correct me if I'm wrong, each slip is assigned to each unit. So to have another area where jet ski lifts would be basically either putting them on the pier that we don't want permanent slips on, which is Pier 4, or having them on some people's piers and not others, which causes an equity issue. So each slip is identified to each unit. It's not just you get to pick whatever one you want. Okay, I just wanted to make sure I had that right in my mind. Okay.
But the Homeowners Association owns the entire structure.
Yes, sir.
Top to bottom. They can assign whatever they want to assign as a group.
Right.
Yeah.
So with that, can I...
I did want to click. Is that true, or is a slip deeded or you know, with each unit?
No, you said it correctly. It's the Homeowners Association has made a firm and definite assignment of each slip to each home, and it adds specifically to the value of that home. In other words, if, as an example, couple of slips could have jet ski lifts and not others, then there would be an inequity, I believe.
I mean, my follow-up to
Mr.
that.
Plumlee, please.
Mr. Commissioner,
yes.
You could, and I've got a similar situation in our Homeowners Association. I mean, it's all you need to do is say slips 1, 7, 14, and 18 are going to have a lift which can be accessed by a certain number per that jet ski slip or lift, and you can assign that right to be shared by those homeowners, and they can, instead of having 18, you've got 4, and that meets the current demand. And if it becomes some overwhelming demand in jet skis, you can come back and seek some increase in the number of lifts. So your homeowners, the landowners living down the waterway, don't believe that there's going to be some type of excessive use of jet skis all of a sudden. I mean, I don't really believe you're going to turn around and a month from now have 18 jet skis coming flying out of around the bend. But
in the worst case, I couldn't disagree with you. In the experience that West Bay has seen since it was built in approximately in 2000 or 2002, somewhere in there, the experience has been that first came the slips and the boats didn't really follow. Maybe that's, and you all might know this better than I do, but maybe that's just the way it is with people who want to live on the water and they don't necessarily want to have a boat to go with that home. Well, that's been our experience in West Bay. And then subsequently, and I wasn't there at the time, but apparently as a community we went through this process before, whereby we were given the right to be able to install lifts. And I happened, by the way, to have one of those lifts. But what happened then was that even though that all of a sudden each of the 18 of us had the right to install those lifts, there were, I'm going to say again, I think there are five or six lifts out there right now, and that has spanned a 7-8 year period. And now comes our request for the jet ski lifts, and I'm quite confident that that's the way it's probably going to be in reality. Worst case, I guess I can't disagree with you.
Any further questions the applicant? Because he's going to have a chance to rebut. Yeah, see if we have any opponents here that, and what their perspective, if that pleases the commission. Be all right. Is anyone here in opposition to the matter? Seeing none, we're back. We just want to make sure.
I'd like to make a motion that we accept staff recommendation with the addition that the jet ski lifts are only to be used by personal watercraft or non-motorized vessels. And the reason I'd like to do this is I've pulled in sailing dinghies and paddle boats and kayaks. They are quite heavy. I think these lifts aren't delegated just to jet skis. And I think this would be a good thing to do in this type of situation. Typically, if each house had their own pier, they could put two and three type of these lifts out there. So I don't think we're extending this and making something that's, giving rights to other places to do the same thing unless they're in the same type of situation.
Is there a second to the motion?
I second the motion.
Mr. Holland.
I just wanted to sort of ask clarification. Recommendation is authorize it only for personal watercraft or non-motorized vessels. Now,
other non-motorized
vessels. Okay, because personal watercraft do have motors in them.
Right. And other.
So it could be a kayak.
A kayak, a sailing dinghy, a paddle boat. Yeah, yeah.
Make sure we were clear.
Right.
Okay. Thank you.
Further discussion. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to ask the applicant, if I may, if we don't include the requirement as a permit condition that you make application for a no wake zone, do you have any problem committing to pursuing a no wake zone for that?
I think let me get counsel. I just had a little discussion. I think he wants to come in, weigh in on that.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Commissioner. I'm looking at 28.2-1205, and I'm looking at this, and it's talking about the project's effect. And as I understand the scope of the project, it's really permitting the installation of the lifts. Well, I understand that there would be a connection, a logical connection to the lifts and the wake. Really, in the legal sense, I think the wake issue is tied to the jet skis or the boats. And to make that a condition of issuing the permit may be beyond the scope of the jurisdiction of the commission.
Well, and I appreciate the counsel, and I'm asking the question outside of, in other words, if we don't put it in as a permit requirement, do you have any problem with making that request?
No, I don't think we would at all.
We
want to do the right thing here, and
I understand.
If that is part of doing the right thing, then we're more than willing to do it. Just as we will undertake a plan to educate people on what conditions surround this privilege.
We appreciate that, because I can tell you If it becomes a hornet's nest up there, it won't be long before those folks up there in the uniform are going to be up there, and an uncle will be up there because they just want to be.
Yeah.
We get calls and calls and calls, and this is one of the highest frequencies.
This is a pretty responsible community, but I think we all understand it.
Well, the only problem is you're not responsible. Who comes and goes out of there?
I understand. That was the point that I was going to
make. Further comment? Matters before the commission. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed?
Opposed.
Let the record reflect one opposition. Mr. Plumlee. Yes, ma'am. Thank you for a very good discussion. Thank you, gentlemen.